He's the top line armchair jockey, riding weight is 14 stone. Has a cushion for a saddle and a style that is well known. Rides with one hand round a stubby whilst the other punches air. To the cry of go you beauty, home and hosed he gets them there. On his wooden legged standing, all his riding has been done, and the footwork on the carpet, part of how each race is run. A performance that's repeated each and every Saturday, linked with training on the fridge track, also well worn by the way. Daily papers and the form guide spread around him on the floor, tranny on a little table, cardboard carton by the door. There the dead marines get rattled and he'll bring refreshments back for the interval that follows when it's standby at the track. To his world you're always welcome and he'll plonk one in your hand. Conversation-wise there's little when the starter takes the stand. Waiting for the cry, they're racing, leaning forward, set to go. The adrenaline is pumping, then his talent is on show. It's the only sport he follows, always inside, never out. And his judgment is uncanny, round the town it's talked about. When November fever hits us, I intend to ring him up. Back the horse that he'll be riding, it'll win the Melbourne Cup. He's a top-line armchair jockey, riding weight is 14 stone. Has a cushion for a saddle and a style that is well known. Rides with one hand round a stubby whilst the other punches air. To the cry of go you beauty, home and hosed he gets them there. Home and hosed he gets them there.